like you do at any other time.
Okay, ready?
We're talking about something. Yep.
Hi, my name is Maddie McKinnon. I am 15 years old. Today is March 18th, and I'm speaking with my grandma. We are in Fargo, North Dakota. How did your life begin, and how or when? How did it begin?
Well, I was born in Fargo, North Dakota. And
you were?
Yep, I wasn't born in the house. I was born in the hospital in Fargo.
Oh.
Wow. It was called St. Luke's, down on Broadway.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I was the one that was born in the storm or not. One of us was. Let's see. My sister was March 2, and my brother was November. So I'm thinking either Pat or I, my sister Pat.
In a storm?
In the storm, yep. But I'm not positive it was me. My life started on a farm right outside of Mapleton, North Dakota. I grew up as a farm girl and went to school in Mapleton. That's how my life began up to kindergarten.
You went to school somewhere else besides Mapleton?
Nope. Only went to school in Mapleton. Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Hmm.
In Mapleton.
Talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is a great story. So, Maddie was born in February. And we got the call like maybe 10 o'clock or somewhere in that area, or somehow I knew that mom and dad were
like 4 in the morning.
Yeah, mom and dad were in Fargo, and Maddie's mom was having contractions, so they drove back to Grand Forks. So we knew that much. So we go to bed, get a call that, yes, she was born like 4 o'clock, or we knew it was going to be in that area. So we get out of bed thinking, okay, I can't wait any longer. Let's just go. So we got up, I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock and headed to Grand Forks. And this fat-cheeked little baby was wrapped up, and she was like brown, dark colored. We were not sure she belonged in our family because she was just black hair, dark skin, and we just laughed and laughed at her because she was red too, kind of reddish,
mm-hmm.
reddish, fat baby.
I saw a picture, yeah.
Fat baby. So we hung around, and then we were going to get some food and put some food in the house for when they came home. I remember Tiffany cleans everything. Tiffany was with us, and Tiffany cleaned the fridge out.
No.
Tiffany cleaned the fridge, and then when Katie got home, she goes, "What happened to all the food in the fridge?" And I said, "Well, I think Tiffany cleaned the fridge out." Why? So your mom was kind of mad that Tiffany cleaned the fridge and there was no food. Okay, and when I first saw you, we loved her. She was like born with brown eyes. They were dark right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few weeks went by, and then I remember going to Grand Forks and taking a few days off of teaching because...
You're still teaching?
Yeah, I was still teaching then, yeah.
Where? In Lisbon?
In Gwinner.
Oh, yeah.
In Gwinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So I took a few days off, maybe a Friday and a Monday, and then I came to Grand Forks to relieve your mom and dad because you were the puking baby of the century. Gosh, you would just, nothing stayed down. Nothing stayed down. And your breathing was scarier than scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all of us were having a heart attack except your mom and dad. all of, your grandma, your other grandma and I were both nervous because of your, I don't know.
You told my dad that. He goes, they're just being silly.
You quit breathing, Maddie. Jeez. Okay, so now what's next? Should I keep going?
I don't. Tell me about your parents.
Okay, my parents. My mom and dad. My dad was born. I think my dad might have been born at home, but I am not positive.
That's weird.
Right around Mapleton somewhere in that area. But my mom was born in a hospital. Mm. That I do know. And my mom worked from Concordia College.
She did?
As a secretary for a few years. Mm. And my dad only went to 7th grade.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. And that was kind of not so unusual in that time.
He didn't have a college or a school diploma?
No, he only went through 7th grade. No.
Work on the farm?
Because when you're on the farm, that's kind of what a lot of the guys did. But my mom went through all 12 grades. And mm-hmm. I think she might have gone to some two-year college, maybe interstate business, maybe, mm-hmm. or something. And that's why she worked in the business office at Concordia for a few years. And my mom and dad met skating. Where, I'm not positive where it was, but I know they met skating. That's about all I really know. My mom is still living. She's 90, going to be 90.
Four?
I'm just thinking.
Three?
90. She was 90. She'll be 92 next year.
Hmm.
And my dad passed away. He had a heart attack at 57. He wasn't very old. He worked very hard. Oh my gosh. He worked until he practically, that's what he did. He died leaning against the cattle bunk where they feed the cattle. Okay, so he had the heart attack at 57, and he kind of really never totally got 100% because he always was fatigued a lot, but he just kept working and working until he was 75. And my brother got married, so then they moved to a trailer alongside the house,
mm-hmm.
and then my brother lived in the house, and so he stayed on the farm for all those years and got up every morning at 5 o'clock to load the silage wagon to feed the cattle. And he did that every day until he died. And that morning he got up, and Mom said he wasn't any different than any other morning. And they were busy putting silage in the feed bunks. And my dad died with his boots on, leaning against the feed bunk.
Do they still have them? Or do they
not? What's that?
Does Grandma still have those boots?
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I know, that would be cool. I agree. But yes, so that's just the way he wanted to die. It was everything that he wanted. He was always joking, mm-hmm. kind of like Maddie's dad, joking around at when he's spazzing out about something.
Yeah.
But he's a jokester, and he'd always have candy.
That's probably why you always have candy.
Yep. He always had candy, hard candy on the tractor. Those butterscotch ones.
Oh, those are the bomb.
Yep,
Grandpa Tom hates those.
Yep, the butterscotch ones. And then whenever somebody came into the yard, he'd throw the candy at him. Yep, or when we were working on the farm.
Did I ever meet him?
Let's see, Grandpa Bert. We called him Grandpa Bert.
Yeah,
I
feel like I haven't. Never did.
I'm trying to think.
I have a picture with him.
I don't think he knew any of you guys. He's been gone. Oh, man, no.
No?
I don't think so. I don't think
How old
he
was
knew.
My dad?
How old is your dad?
How old was he when?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, he's been gone for a while. I don't know that there were any grandkids. I don't think so. I don't think
my dad
so.
I was just getting into college.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a little bit about my parents.
What was your life like growing up?
Okay, here's my life growing up. Okay, I probably started driving a car when I was 7.
Oh, jeez.
And I remember driving
like
the car
Alex.
through the gate into the, we had cattle. We had like 3 yards of beef cattle that we raised.
Like cows?
Yep. Not milking cows. We only my dad milked maybe 12 cows just to get milk and cream. And mom had chickens to get eggs. Yep. And so we had these beef cattle that we would feed in these three lots. And so one day I was driving the car practicing, probably 7 years old. And I remember not really knowing much about the gas pedal at that age. And I remember my dad running alongside the car, and he had to kind of like hop in to, yeah, that's all I really remember. I don't think I hit anything, but so, yep, I grew up never being in the house, never learned how to cook. And we worked hard. We never hardly went out very much, maybe in high school a little bit, but we weren't social like kids nowadays are. In the winter we had to clean the chicken coop in the barn. In the summer, my job was to bale hay. I was the one person that did the baling.
With the tractor?
Yep, the tractor hooked up to the baler. Mm. And then the wagon would be behind, and the bales would come onto the wagon, and then the hired men we would get from NP Avenue.
You hired people?
Bums, in other words. Off the street, homeless.
Ew.
Yeah, and we would go in the car with mom to get these, Martha was her name, and Martha would get these hired men lined up for dad. And they would come out, they would work the wagons for the bales, throwing them on the stack and loading them on the wagons and this and that. Yeah, that was creepy to think about that. And they would sleep in the Quonset. Oh. And we had hired men that slept in the bunkhouse.
What's a bunkhouse?
No TV. A bunkhouse was
like
a bunkhouse where they just had
beds.
Yeah,
he slept at your house?
No, he slept in this bunkhouse with, I don't even know what the heat was in there then. All it was a bed. No TV, no bathroom. Mm. He said we must have gone to the outhouse to use the bathroom.
Or like, yeah, just around the corner.
Yeah. Hoofda. So yeah, that was
thinking about that.
Boy, and none of those men were too with it. They were all pretty. They smoked a lot and whatever.
Did,
but
you have to pay
but
them?
Yep, dad would pay them, and then he'd pay them, and then they'd go into Fargo and get bombed and drunk, and then they'd come back and work for a few months, and then they go back to town and spend all their money. But that pretty much growing up, Pat, my sister, drove the combine. Mm. She would drive the combine, and we would bale the straw, bale the hay for the cattle, and silage. Howard, you know, Howard's a little bit younger now.
Are you the oldest? No, Pat's the oldest.
No, I'm the oldest. Then Pat, then Howard. But Howard's a ways down. I don't remember him working much because by the time he started working, I was in college.
Is that much younger than you?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
I'm thinking he's 10 years younger.
Oh, my God.
8 or 10.
That's like Carson.
Right,
Carson.
Right. Whoop. Right. Shut off, did we?
Mm-mm.
So, yep. So I don't really remember Howard. He did work, but I was in college then. So, but we worked hard. We worked hard.
Did you get allowance?
No, we would get no money. But I would get $100
holy
the first day of school. And that was a lot of money in that day to buy some clothes. Yep. So we would go shopping down on Broadway where their stores used to be on Broadway, and I would get clothes for school.
Really cheap?
Yeah, I don't remember. Woolworths was down there. I forget else.
10 cents.
Oh, pennies probably.
When you were growing up, it was like a cheeseburger, 5 cents.
Yep. Okay. So when we would.
Grandpa?
Yep. So, no, let's see. When we went. When I was in grade school.
Middle school?
Maybe 7th or 8th. We would go to Lindenwood Park. That was our treat at the end of the school year, to go to Lindenwood Park. And we always had a dollar.
Always?
For lunch. And we'd go to King Leo's.
Oh, just had one of those.
King Leo's just opened.
Yeah.
And now but it
closed.
Didn't. But now it's closed already. So we had a dollar, we went to King Leo's. That dollar would get for us
a
pot, chocolate malt.
Ooh, yum.
Fries and a burger of some kind.
Holy
and then
buckets.
You'd get a few cents back. Yep, you got all that for a buck.
I know you got $12.
I mean, like, hamburgers were like a quarter. Fries were like a quarter.
Jeez.
So.
Did you have to pay for, like, ketchup?
Or no, I don't remember if I had ketchup or not. But I remember sitting in the back of the bus all the time.
Eating back your cheese
then
burger?
And there. So I must have maybe been an upperclassman because it's the same nowadays. All the upperclassmen get to sit in the back of the bus. And I rode the bus to school every day when we were growing up.
Did you have a car?
Never had a car.
No, did it like
never. I drove the family car.
Yeah.
Now and then.
So when you went to Lindenwood, you had to drive that car.
So I remember being in track. And I suppose I must have drove or somebody came and picked me up. I don't really remember.
You probably would have walked. Did you have to walk?
No, I wouldn't have been able to walk. Was way too far to walk. Mm. So I don't know if Dad, Mom came and got us or what exactly. Track was kind of a joke. It was just we used to have to run to the overpass and back.
Where your track?
I wasn't. And then girls basketball was only half court.
What? So
only half court. And I always played on defense. You had one person that would go back and forth. Offense,
like a
defense.
Hockey kind of thing?
One person. So the other people either played offense or defense. So I always played on defense because I couldn't shoot. So, yeah. And that was only for a couple years when I was in high school. And that when girls basketball just started getting going. Cheerleading was the big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Everybody was cheerleaders. Yeah. I was a cheerleader in high school and college, both.
You were a cheerleader in college?
Yeah, I did. For the Val City Vikings.
Oh.
Yep.
You should get a picture of that.
Yeah, I think there's pictures somewhere around here. We had, let's see, that was in high school. We had beanies, little beanie, white beanies.
Oh,
we
gosh. Wore.
I know. Okay, so that was my life on the farm.
What did you like? What did you look like, and how did you spend your time when you were younger, like
how did I
in
spend?
College-ish, kind of
college? Okay, high school didn't do much. We might go once in a while to the outdoor movie theater,
like the drive-in.
And I've only done one wrong thing in my whole life.
Gosh.
That was illegal. My friend and I snuck into the movie theater in the trunk. So we didn't have to pay.
Grandma!
That's the only bad thing I've done in my whole life. Huh. So, you know, alcohol wasn't anything that...
No one really did that.
I didn't. I'm sure there was, but I didn't. And then when I went to college, it wasn't anything that I was ever involved in. I don't know. I just never must not have been in that crowd or something. But, and I was a cheerleader and
homecoming queen. Did you get like a scholarship?
No.
It was just like you had to try out?
My mom and dad paid for college for Pat and I, and Howard went to a 2-year college. He didn't go to 4-year. But it cost $1,000 a year to go to college.
What?
So when
That's
I
like
finished,
one book.
So I know. So when I finished college, mom and dad had spent
$4,000. That's actually kind of a lot, though.
In that time, you know, it was a lot of money. Kind of to them, I'm sure. And I never had extra spending money for shopping or we never.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting a haircut once in a while. But I don't remember if I had long hair or short hair in college. I have to look at some pictures. I don't remember. I'm thinking it was short.
Did you wear like high-waisted jeans or skirts?
Yeah. Imagine those high-waisted jeans, yeah. I remember walking to the bubble the gym was called the bubble in my cheerleading skirt, and it was so cold when we got there. Man, I about froze to death. But Tom had a car, so...
Oh, I forgot you were dating Grandpa in college.
Yeah, I dated Grandpa in high school.
Wait, he went to Mapleton too?
Yep. So I dated Grandpa... 2 years in high school.
High school sweethearts.
And 4 years in college.
Did you guys go to the same elementary school?
Yep. Yeah.
You've known each other your whole lives?
Yeah, I don't really remember him when I was in elementary school. Mm. Well, he'd have been 2 years older than me
then.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, so it's just when you kind of get... And we Okay, yeah, that's maybe another part of my life. What was the question again?
what did you look like as a child?
Oh, what did I look like? Nothing fancy.
Okay, you can just tell me about Grandpa.
I met Grandpa when we were a sophomore in high school at a dance. I remember that. And the first time we went out, we went to pizza.
Oh.
And whenever we went to movies or something in Fargo, we went to the movies a lot. We would go to, Tom used to get Grinders. Was it the taco shop or?
Yeah, they have
it. Grinders, that was always what he ordered all the time. Grinders every time we went somewhere. We would go to Detroit Lakes a lot.
Like a taco?
Yeah, I don't remember what I ordered. I remember him ordering that.
What is that? Like a burger or a taco?
A grinder? I think it's, I don't know for sure, but I think you can still get them. They're like a sub, I think.
Oh.
Something like a sub, maybe with lettuce and taco meat. I'm not positive, tomatoes. But we would go to DL a lot once in a while in the summer, go to dances in the pavilion there. So when I was a junior.
In college?
Yep. Grandpa Tom got the draft for Vietnam, and he was like number 5. So he got to finish college, and then the minute he was done with college, he was drafted.
What does number 5 mean?
That was the order. For some reason, everybody got a number. All the guys that could go to Vietnam got a number.
And he was 5?
He was 5. Yeah. Wasn't too good a draw. And so he went to Vietnam. That was not fun. I remember that being tough.
Didn't you have to meet him in Hawaii or something?
Yep. So he went to Vietnam, and then I finished college, which worked out great. And then one, I'm thinking I was done with college. I just don't remember if I was done with college or not. But, yep, I went to Hawaii. First time I ever been on a plane.
And you're in panic mode.
No, I don't remember being in panic mode at all. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I thought you said you were.
No, but my mom gave me $20 and my dad.
Holy.
I went to Hawaii with $20.
That's a lot of money. Like a crisp $20 bill?
Yeah, that's all I had on me was $20 in my suitcase or whatever clothes I brought along. So it was a long flight, like 12 hours.
Ugh. To Hawaii?
Yeah, it's a long haul. I must have changed flights in San Diego, but I can't believe I did all that by myself. I just can't believe I did that. My mom and dad took me to Fargo. That's where I got on at. I know that.
Like the Fargo airport?
And I must have had to change planes in California somewhere, but I don't remember
maybe
doing
Colorado.
That. So when I got to Hawaii, Tom wasn't there. So I'm kind of dragging my luggage around in the airport. Jeez, wondering what in the heck. All of a sudden over the loudspeaker I hear, Audrey Gotis. Please come to a certain gate. And here, Tom had called a taxi, and I took the taxi to where he was at some base somewhere. And when I got there, he said...
Like his where he was like dropped off at?
From yeah, right, probably. He said that he got mugged. He got mugged because instead of going through the military to get to wherever they leave for R&R, they called it, he decided he was going to thumb it. And somebody picked him up, and I don't know the details, but they took all his money that he had. So when he got to Hawaii, we had no money. So then we had to... Tom played for the flight. I didn't pay for that.
To Hawaii?
Yeah, he played for the flight. So, you know,
must have entered the army.
He had money, yeah. He had money when he was in the guard or in the army. They paid him. So he had money. So he paid for the flight, and then he got mugged. So all his money got taken. So when we got to the when I got to the airport there, we called John, his brother, and then they just wired some money to him. Mm-hmm. $500 is what we spent in that week. $500. That's motel. Huh? Unless that was paid ahead of time, maybe. But, yeah, still that's... I just spent $100 when I went to the Disney
Frozen.
On Ice. I didn't even buy the... That's not even the tickets.
That's just the toys.
Yeah, it's snow just the cone. Oh, gosh. That was terrible.
$30?
Yeah, $30 for those.
That sword?
Sword was $25. Or off the subject now, but... Okay, so then I flew home and Tom called me on a two-way radio.
Oh, like an airplane?
No. What do you have to click? You hold down. Click and hold down, and then person talks.
Oh, yeah.
A two-way radio. Like a... He called me on a two-way radio to tell me that he'd probably be home sometime in January. So then,
after you left Hawaii?
No, yeah, that was after. That was when I was done with college and just living at home then. Mm. And he said, well, that he'd be home in January. So then we just went in planning mode, and we were married in February. So after about a month after he came home. Then we just...
Did you go home after college, like live at home?
Yeah, I did for a few months. I'm thinking that I was done like Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So I really finished college in 3 years in a semester. And we were in quarters. We did quarters then.
Mm.
So I went to summer school.
So you can get it done?
Over that summer when Tom was gone. Yeah. Yep. So then I was able to finish a couple quarters early. I think I finished at Christmas, and then Tom came home in January, I think. So I was only home for a couple months. And then we moved to Fargo, to a little apartment, and Tom was working at some place, and then I drove to Kindred. And
every day?
Kindergarten. No, kindergarten was just like a 6 weeks thing.
Oh.
And then after that, we both got teaching jobs in Laverne, North Dakota.
Where's that?
By Ashtabula.
Oh.
Yep. In a little town.
You have to move there?
Yep, we lived in the school.
In the school?
No, we lived in the school's house. Right next to the school, a little house that was one bedroom. And the heat was this...
Fireplace?
this furnace thing that blew up and must have been propane or something. And that thing would blow up and the windows were all frosted up. And it was just a dive. I remember the countertop was made out of eggshells. Somebody crushed eggshells and made the counter. Oh, it was. But that's $35 a month it cost us.
For like water and all that?
$35 a month to stay in that. And that was water and everything, I would guess. And heat. I don't remember buying.
How long did you stay there?
We were there, let's see.
When did you move to Elizabeth?
Yeah, we were there 2 or 3 years, and then I was pregnant with Mike. Mm. And so we quit teaching, we moved, and Tom got a job in Lisbon, and I was pregnant with Mike, so we moved like in June to the house in Lisbon, and then Mike was born in August. So...
Did you have to go?
And then I didn't teach for 10 years.
You waited 10 years to go back teaching?
Because I had
three kids.
Mike and Molly. And and then
Molly was three?
Molly was like...
A two or three?
Yeah, when I went back. She kind of went to the neighbor's house for a year before kindergarten. But I was going to tell you about the salary that my...
To Judy's house?
Huh. No, but it was a Judy. But it wasn't Judy Milbrand. It was Judy... Judy, what was her last name?
Did she have kids?
Yeah, she had the neighborhood when we grew up was full of kids in that neighborhood.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we were called the 8th Avenue, 413 8th Avenue West in, the Maple Street Gang. It was Maple Street. It was Maple Street and all the kids. Mike was little, Joey, Molly, Milbrants. There were just a ton of kids, So we would do a parade for like maybe the 4th of July, and we would be the Maple Street Gang kids. And everybody had their tricycles and wagons and three-wheelers. Yeah. So that was funny. But I was going to tell you about the salary. I made $1,000 in 1 year.
Like you spend that more than that in a month.
And Tom made $3,000.
Holy.
That's our first year teaching.
Why is it so much different?
That's what I went. The next year I said, hey, I work just as hard as Tom, so I deserve as much money as him. And I think we got up to $5,000 maybe by the time we left. But, you know.
That's, a year?
Yeah.
Most people don't.
In 1 year. I know.
That doesn't even sound normal.
It's amazing. And when I finished teaching, I just reached the 30,000 mark.
On your total?
Yes, I know.
Because you probably worked in little schools. That's probably why.
Yeah. And nowadays it's a lot more. And Tom was, of course, more because he had coaching and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tom had the military salary, painting salary.
Painting?
He painted in the summer.
Like a painter? Like a... Mm-hmm. Like a...
Bill. They would paint houses.
Like outside or inside?
Outside.
Oh.
So he had the military. He'd go to the guard every 2 weeks. Or every other weekend. And then painting, teaching.
Coaching.
I was thinking there was something else. Yeah. So, you know, his land rent.
Oh, yeah.
He had that.
In Mapleton?
So that,
doesn't he still have it?
Yeah. That, of course, you know, was a big deal for us to have that extra money, kind of a little.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it all started.
Then you bought the Lisbon house?
No, we bought the Lisbon house and we stayed there for 30 years.
Yeah. Gosh, you should have. I know. You should have. Just picked up the house and moved it here.
Yes, exactly. Oh well.
Okay. Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Favorite memory of Maddie? Oh gosh, there's so many.
Every time I think of you, I think of when we went to turtle racing and I was wearing that hand Montana.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's lots of them. I was with Maddie a lot after her mom and dad got a divorce. So, and I think it made Dad feel a little more comfortable too, that Grandma was there kind of hanging out. And so we painted her bedroom.
A castle.
The princess castle.
I remember.
We painted that and she even helped me paint it. And so when Dad got home, he was surprising Maddie with a puppy. He was so excited about surprise. He had this all planned out, surprising Maddie with Teddy.
I remember this
Teddy,
day.
And all Maddie could do was tell Dad about her princess wall. She didn't even care about the puppy.
I was scared to open the box.
Joe was so mad. He was mad. He was so mad. Oh, Maddie was a mispersonality. My neighbor at the lake called her Hannah Montana.
Yep, I love
her. She was Hannah Montana. When she was a baby, she was puking all the time. Adenoids breathing. Oh, it was terrible. And then when she lived in Eagle Run, I remember...
The ladybug. The lake was like a garden.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I think your other grandma made, your other grandma did some of that painting. Yeah.
Grandma Connie.
And so one time Kinsey was there and I bought you matching outfits.
Yes. We went to the mall with the sunglasses and we had the brats on her.
And we went to the park.
Took pictures by the water fountain in the mall.
Yes. Yes. Maddie driving down the worm road in the car, making Grandma a nervous wreck.
Oh, what you did in the back?
I'm like a wreck. And all we are is in the middle of nowhere. It's not like you could hit anything.
Except
but
the water.
Yeah, but... Yeah. So I think she's a better driver now. Those are some of the good ones. Just being with you a lot, Maddie.
Yeah.
Being with you a lot, weekends. And then you would come and stay in Lisbon a lot.
Oh, I do remember it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did a lot of sewing projects, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you remember when you went to the Bay Window Quilt Shop?
Yeah, with the and
you
the
went
turtle race.
You were so excited about the quilt shop. And you went, ta-da, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the lady
took a picture.
Yeah, the lady in the quilt shop, Sarah, took a picture. She thought that was so cute that you would. I don't know what you did, but it was something.
I had
something.
Like two of those. They rolled them up and put bows on them, and I held two of them in my hand.
Yeah, those are called fat quarters. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just, just love the quilt shop. Love the quilt shop.
I do remember that.
And then you play quilt shop at home. You and Kinsey both.
Oh, yeah.
Played quilt shop a lot.
With your fabric.
Yep, with all my fabric.
And your big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, with Wishy-Washy.
Mrs. Wishy-Washy. That was one of the books, yeah.
Yeah, she had a big poster. Where is that big poster?
I don't know.
It was in your Lisbon house.
Well, one of them, there was a picture of Keaton dressed up as Mrs. Wishy-Washy.
Oh, yeah.
With that old-fashioned
washer?
Did
you have to wash your clothes on that?
No, we never. I always had a electric washing machine, yeah.
Not that old?
No, I'm not that old. But we didn't have TV until I was about six.
Oh, what did you six do, or play seven. Outside?
Yeah, well, we just...
Play ball? Did you have a ball?
Oh, yeah, we played.
Kickball?
We must have had toys ever? And dolls and bikes and trikes and all that stuff. Paper dolls. We used to cut...
Yeah, you bought us some of those ones.
Paper dolls out of the...
put clothes on them?
We would get fat Penny's catalogs. Penny's catalogs, fat catalogs, and we'd cut out paper dolls out of there.
Like outfits?
And for clothes. Yep.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I remember doing a lot of that.
Okay.
All right, Maddie was special. She still is.
Hmm. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
There's
9 minutes left.
What?
9 minutes.
We did good, didn't we? It went fast.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my dad, as much as I hated every minute when he made me work, I feel like he made me the person I am today because I...
Work hard. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I do. Influential people. He would definitely be the top one. You know, my mom, I never spent a lot of time with her because we were always outside working.
Mm-hmm.
She would take us shopping and go and get the hired man.
That'd be creepy.
I know. They would sit in the back seat. Oh, man.
Icky. You probably smell
I'm sure they did smell like cigarette. That I would just say that would be the... That's the only one I can think of right offhand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me one of your happiest memories.
Oh, my wedding day has to be a happy memory.
Oh.
We just got married in that Canaan church, in the one in the country. Remember that one? In the country? Have you been out there?
I feel like I have.
Yeah, we married out there in the Canaan church.
I feel like we went there for Christmas one year.
Yeah,
Christmas
I think service. We did, yes.
Yep. Is it by Pat's?
Kind of. Down that Davenport
area.
Road.
Yep. Where it is.
It's out in the country. We were married there, and it was cold. I remember that. Oh, February 19th. It was cold.
You had to walk outside. Do you have a dress?
Yeah, I had a wedding dress, yep. I think my veil cost more than my wedding dress.
Oh, geez.
Because that's really the one I wanted, so my mom let me have that one. But we didn't have a wedding dance or anything. We just had reception. That was a happy day. Of course, going to the prom, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And my aunt would always come and make my dresses.
Made them?
Mm-hmm. She made them.
What was your first dress color?
Pink and green.
Ooh.
Nothing like they were
now.
Did you
go to prom with Grandpa?
What?
Did you go to prom with Grandpa?
I went to prom with Tom twice, yep. I would have been... Gosh... I was thinking when I was a sophomore, Tom was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that...
You would have went three times.
Yeah. Yeah, and yellow. I had a yellow dress, too. Oh. So I must have went three times, yeah.
Yeah, because he probably would have came back from college.
Yes, he did 1 year, like yes.
When you were a senior.
Yeah, 1 year when I was a senior, he came back, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I remember we had a gray car, Oldsmobile, I think it was. It was Tom's car. And then the second car he bought after Vietnam was a Pontiac, and it had no air conditioning. Dang, it was hot in there sometimes. Well, I remember going to the lakes one time, and
yeah,
I...
Yeah, when did you buy the lake cabin? When your dad was born?
We bought the lake cabin
when he was seven?
When Molly was two.
Hmm. Dad was four. And
Joe was four, and Dad was six. Mike was six, and Joe was four.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture, two. Isn't it?
It's like... We had one salary and Tom's land and whatever else. And Tom decides, he talked to this guy by Ingleville, a small town by Lisbon, mm-hmm. had a little cabin for sale. So we bought it. It's like, you are kidding me. $15,000 we paid for the cabin.
Yeah, now it's where you live there.
Yeah,
that's where all your memories are.
Exactly.
They're in the Lisbon house.
Yeah, I guess we didn't talk much about the lake, and it's a big part of our life.
Yeah.
The lake is, the kids all grew up on the lake.
Yeah. Oh. We did too.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of pictures there.
Yeah. The lake has got, yeah, lots of memories from the lake.
A lot of tubes.
A lot of tubing. Oh, boy. A lot of tubing.
Why did we get a jet ski earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. So we must not have done much tubing until we got the jet ski, because you guys were all little.
We're scared of the boat.
Yeah.
A lot of skiing.
All right. Well, that's our... How do we do, Maddie?
We're still 4 minutes.
Oh, we got 4 minutes. Okay.
How has your life been different? Oh, how has your life been different than you imagined when you were younger? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't remember ever talking about wanting to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tom went to Val City, so I just kind of followed him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a teacher college, so it was just kind of like...
What the heck?
It wasn't anything that I ever thought about I was going to do. But I ended up being pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I never really thought I could, you know, be a teacher when I was younger. I don't remember, you know, nowadays we ask kids all the time, well, what do you want to do when you grow up? Mm-hmm. You know, from the time you're 2 years old until you leave high school, it's like, but I don't, I just went there because Tom was there. And, you know, teachers didn't make a lot of money, but I feel that we still really had a good life, you know.
Yeah.
We weren't
poor.
We weren't, like, on food stamps or anything. We always still, you know, we didn't do a lot of traveling at all until we retired.
Yeah.
Each of the kids would get a trip when they 13. When Mike, one of them was the Black Hills.
Did the whole family go?
Yep, all of us went to the Black, South Dakota. I just don't remember where the other ones were.
Oh,
I know Molly kind of got the short stick. I think we kind of didn't do anything for her. I don't know if it, or just, I don't know. It just didn't work out that. So then she kind of felt, I think she did feel like, man, she didn't get a trip. So then like when the kids were gone, Joey and Mike were gone, we took Molly and went out to Medora.
Oh,
and we kind of called, and we kind of, yeah, called that her first 13 trip, I believe.
Hmm. Remember where the other trip?
Oh, the Dells.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Wisconsin,
I feel
Dells.
Like that was my dad's.
One of the, yes, I think you're right. Mike was South Dakota, Joe was the Dells, and then Molly got kind of short changed and went to Medora-ish. But Mike and Joe didn't go, I don't think. We just took her.
Hmm.
I don't remember now, but Medora's always another. We could talk about Medora forever.
Okay.
All the grandkids got to go to the Medora
when
they were in fourth grade, so that's always fun time.
Okay, Grandma.
There's a million stories.
What are you most grateful for?
What am I most grateful for? Health.
Mm-hmm.
A life of memories galore. I mean, I could write a book.
You should write a book.
I think most people could. Memories, good memories, just fun times. Oh, parties for this and parties for that and
birthday
Christmas
presents.
And Easter egg hunt and
oh, the Easter bunny.
Oh
gosh,
I think the best is good health. I mean, being able to do all that stuff and be healthy.
And the fam props.
Yeah.
Big fam.
Yeah. Keeping the family together, I think that's just so important. Keep everybody together. Amen.
Okay.
How many minutes?
1 minute left.
1 minute. Oh my gosh.
I'm just gonna press done. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It went fast.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Done.
Went fast.